name is Alexandre Joyce. I'm an industrial designer from the University of Montreal, studying in the Designing Complexity Master's Program. I'm also a researcher at the Formlab. Today I'd like to talk to you about creative crowdsourcing, a participatory design effort over the internet. Today's talk will try to answer these five questions. What is crowdsourcing? How did we study crowdsourcing? What were the results of these studies? How did these results impact the design process? And finally, what should our future work be? I'd like to start by saying congratulations. Congratulations for what? Well, if you've ever used Google, Wikipedia, if you've ever submitted a video on YouTube, or if you've ever written a blog, written a review for a product, Time Magazine has named you the person of the year. So for participating over the internet, congratulations. Now this idea of participation over the internet is part of the crowdsourcing phenomenon. As you can see, we have the participation and the internet polls. However, we have a third poll, which is called the project poll. So what is crowdsourcing? Crowdsourcing is people participating over the internet, accomplishing tasks, engaging in projects. That's crowdsourcing. Now let's look at how these polls interact. When we have participation over the internet, we have what we call Web 2.0. An example of that is Google. When we have participation, engaging in a project, we have generation of content, content creation. And finally, when we have the internet and we have a project supported by the internet, we have aggregation. In this case, an example is Wikipedia, where we're trying to gather the world's knowledge. So this is crowdsourcing, participation over the internet towards a project. Now, how did we study this? Well, we decided to have three different tasks on the three different polls. On the first poll of participation, on the second poll of the internet, we created a task to evaluate the MTurk service. Now, what is MTurk? MTurk is a service with the Amazon.com website, MTurk.com, where anyone could submit a task for anyone else over the internet to respond, and they get a financial reward for their efforts. So that's the MTurk service. And now if you look at the third poll, we have what was the project poll. We substituted that with design, and more precisely, with the idea of brainstorming. So those are the three research. Let's take a look at the first one. We asked 100 people over the MTurk service, why are you participating? What's your objective? What's your motivation in taking part in this project? And we got 100 responses, and we paid them one single U.S. penny. For example, 50% of the people said that they were doing it for the money. Now, when they gave us a response, we would take all those responses as part of the answer. So, 50% of the people stated, amongst other responses, that money was one of the motivations for participating. 33% stated that they needed to kill time. They were bored, and they were over the internet, they might as well kill some time in the MTurk service. Now this is where it gets interesting. We have 14% of the people who said they want to have fun, and another 14% of the people who said they want to help in a cause. And that's our target audience. We're trying to get people who want to have fun, who want to help a cause, in this process. And that's the mentality we use to create the next study, which took part on the MTurk service. And the question, as you can see, high fun factor, the question was, how do you carry a banana? So not only did we want to engage people in something that was fun, but we also wanted to get a feel for how creative people could be over the internet. And that's why we asked them, how do you carry a banana? We wanted to ask 100 people, 94 people responded, and once again we paid them one single US penny. What kind of results did we get? Well, we got 124 different ideas. 66 were different. 66 different ideas, of which there was 48 original ideas. Now, what's an original idea? An original idea is an idea that no one else during the study submitted. 66 minus 48, that's 18 ideas were repeated. Now let's take a look at the pattern that we could understand from all the responses. And what we realized is that we're having the long tail phenomenon. Now this is an internet theory that says that instead of having one bestseller product that would create most of the income, nowadays you can have niche products. For example, over the internet, you can have niche products that sell a larger quantity of unique elements. This comes from, for example, not selling a best-selling album, but selling many individual songs that would create a larger revenue than selling the bestseller albums. And that's the kind of results we were getting here. Of course, we got 18 times the repetition of the Tupperware container to carry a banana. We got 9 times people spoke of a simple lunchbox. 7 people spoke of using bubble wrap around the banana. And this was their creative idea. So these are the bestseller type ideas. However, what did we get? We got 48 original ideas. And this is the long tail. We have a larger quantity of original ideas. So there is a potential here for creativity. And we tried to test that potential in the next study. The next study was, what creative ideas do you have for bread toasting? Now notice we didn't say for a toaster, we said for bread toasting, because we're looking to open up the debate. We don't want to focus it on an object, but try to open it up. So, in this case, we didn't want to just see if people were creative, we wanted to compare the creativity of the people. We wanted to get a feel for the quality of the ideas we would get. So what did we do? We decided to compare the brainstorming effort of the people online to a brainstorming effort with designers. So we asked 9 designers to take part in a brainstorming over 30 minutes, and they came up with 24 ideas. We asked the same question to people online, and this time we didn't get 100, we didn't get 94, we got 20 participants who gave us 32 ideas. Now, 20 participants, this is probably because the implication levels of the task was a little larger. So now let's look at how the brainstorming compares up to the brainsourcing. What kind of ideas do they have in similar? Well, the idea of having a voice ready signal. When the toast is ready, you would have your toaster say, "Your toast is ready, sir." Have a little voice like that. That was an idea they had in common. Another idea they had in common was patterns, toasting patterns. The online group spoke of having letters, logos, or even characters, like Disney characters, that you could imprint onto your toast. And finally, an idea they had in common, the ever-popular laser beam to heat or cut your bread. So that's the type of ideas they had in common. The question is, how many of the 24 ideas do you think the online group was able to match? How many ideas were matched? The answer to that is 15 out of 24 ideas were matched. That's 63% of the ideas were matched by the people online. And that's a lot more than we expected. Now let's take a look at where these ideas are different. Well, the people collaborating in the brainstorm gave us 8 original ideas. This time, original idea means that the other group didn't submit the same idea. And inversely, 17 original ideas from the online group. What kind of ideas did the designers come up with? An add-on to an oven, a manually powered toaster. They spoke of elevating the toaster to put a plate underneath and collect all the crumbs. Whereas in the brainstorming effort, we had an idea like a smoke detector. Seems like quite a good idea. Also, having a butter melting tray, that is, the heat of the toast would come up and heat up a tray that would let the butter melt. And finally, they spoke of having a toaster that would also serve as a storage device for bread. All interesting ideas. Now we can sort of look and sort of feel that from the brainstorming side, we have more solution-intensive ideas, whereas the brainsourcing side, we have more need-related input. We'll get back to that. So in summary, what did we get from these three results, these three studies? Well, we realized that people are willing to participate in the design process. We also realized that people are quite creative and quite original, more so than we would have thought. And finally, we realize that the ideas that the people online come up with are comparable to those of designers. Now, the question is, how did these results impact the design process? Well, we're not quite sure yet where in the design process this can best be applied, or even what kind of design projects this could serve for. However, we do realize that the results we're getting are in stride with the works of other people. For example, the works of Marco Gianni, where he says that the design process is being democratized and externalized. Also, the works of Liz Sanders, that says that we're moving from user-centered design to user-generated design. And finally, the works of Eric von Hippel, where we realize that we need to distinguish the need-intensive tasks from the solution-intensive tasks. Now the question is, what are the future works that we can engage in? Well, we could maybe backtrack and review the quality of the participant input. Are these ideas really worth something? Second of all, we could also look at where in the design process, or maybe the full design process, how does this type of user-generated content, how can that interact with the full design process? However, the avenue we would like to bring this to is the idea of, instead of asking people for their ideas, try to get them to create organizational models in a design service and step away from the product. For example, instead of having people design the cell phone with in head, they have to think of materials, technical difficulties, we'd like to ask them how they see the cell phone as an organizational model, that is, how do they use it with the carrier, what kind of needs do they have, and how would the service best suit them. So that's the avenue that we would like to study further. I'd like to thank you and remind you that my name is Alexandre Joyce. I also have a website called consciencedesign.ca where you can see the results of these studies progressing. Thank you very much and congratulations.